أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Dear brothers and sisters, I invite you and invite myself to experience taqwa of Allah and to follow Prophet Muhammad's instructions and teachings. I'm sure we've all heard the news about the election of Mr. Donald Trump, and I've heard a lot of speculations and people talking about what he would do to Muslims, and would it increase the persecution of Muslims, and would he stop Muslims from going into the States, etc. And this, if anything at all, has actually provoked some interesting conversations and questions, which I'm sure a lot of us either ask ourselves or get asked by other people. Why is it that Muslims all over the world are the poorest, the most ignorant, the most persecuted? Why is it that wherever there are Muslim concentrations, there is war, there is poverty, there is famine? We all know what's happening in Iraq, in Syria, what's happening in Darfur, which has got a majority of Muslim population, in Sudan, as far out as Afghanistan. Why is it that Muslims are backwards everywhere? Why are we where we are today? And it's an interesting question that needs to be tackled, and it needs to be tackled with honesty. Because, unfortunately, some slogans are sometimes still used, such as Islam is the answer, and Islam huwa al-hal. Is it? If it is the answer, why is it not the case in all Muslim countries or so-called Muslim countries? These are questions that need to be addressed, and we need to look at it carefully with understanding and with an open mind. Now, on one hand, some people will say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a very interesting hadith which has been narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, where he said, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَنْ أَنْ تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَى قَسَعَتِهَا. The nations will descend on you like hungry people would descend on a dish full of food. So the Sahaba asked, أَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Is it because we're going to be few in numbers when this happens? قَالَ كَلَّا. No. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كَثِيرٌ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. There are going to be plenty of you. 1.6 billion Muslims in the world today. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. You are like the scum that floats over the rainwater as it descends. وَلَيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوَّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. And Allah will erase any fear from the hearts of your enemies. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ. And he will throw into your hearts الْوَهَنِ. And the Sahaba asked, what is الْوَهَنِ? And he said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهَةُ الْمَوْتِ. It is the love of this world and hating of death. So, some people will find this a reasonable answer. The Prophet has told us that there is going to come a time where you're going to be plenty of you, but you are going to be just like scum. Isn't this our state today? 1.6 billion Muslims who are mostly backwards, mostly fighting, mostly poor. On the other hand, Let me quote some ayat from the Quran. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah says, وَكَانُ حَقٌ عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we promise that we are going to bring victory to the believers. Let's look at other surah, Surah An-Nisa. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And Allah will never give the upper hand to the unbelievers over the believers. Surah Al-Imran. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will never leave you alone. Surah Al-Anfal. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah is with the believers. Surah Al-Imran. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be saddened. You are going to be the upper hand if you are believers. And endless surahs in the Quran where Allah promises that the believers are going to be victorious. So it's interesting here. Is there a contradiction between the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran? And is there a contradiction between what the Quran says and our present state? Hasha lillah, of course there isn't. Because the Prophet does not speak from air. He does not speak his own whims. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. When the Prophet says something, it is not out of his whims. It is something that Allah has inspired him to say. And the Quran is always right. The problem is not with the Quran or the Hadith. The problem is with us. Because we don't read carefully. Now, I don't want to read all the ayahs that I quoted again. But in all these ayat, not one ayah in the whole Quran, it says, وَكَانَ حَقٌ عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. It never said that. It always spoke about نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. No, the ayat are إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So there is a clear distinction between Muslimin, Muslims, and mu'mineen, believers. Although mu'mineen is not, unfortunately this is the closest translation in English, but it carries much more weight than that. So there is a clear distinction between the two. And the reason why we sometimes don't understand what's happening is we don't understand the difference between the two. So, if we accept that, the next question is going to be, so, who are these mu'minun? Who are those mu'minun that the Quran refers to? And again, we need to go back to the Quran to identify who they are. So let's go to Surah At-Tawbah, verse 113, where it describes very clearly who are the mu'minun. At-Ta'ibun, those who repent. Al-Abidun, those who do their worship. Al-Hamidun, those who are grateful and show gratitude. As-sa'ihun, the travelers in the cause of Allah. Ar-raki'un, those who perform ruku'. As-sajidun, those who perform prostration, sujood. Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof, those who ask people to do the correct things. Wal-nahuna 'anil munkar, and those who forbid the wrong things. Wal-hafizuna li-hududillah, and those who keep the boundaries of Allah, stick to the rules of Allah. So it makes it quite clear that al-mu'minun have got 10 attributes that are clearly mentioned in this ayah, because the rest of the ayah says wabashir al-mu'minin. It did not say wabashir al-muslimin. Bashir al-mu'minin. So it is al-mu'minin who are going to be able to, the people who have got these attributes, the people who will follow these things, the people who can fulfill these 10 aspects, are the people where Allah talks about them, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, where Allah is going to be with them, are the people where كَانَ حَقٌ عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Allah is going to bring victory to them, the people are going to be victorious. Now, without going into minute details, and unfortunately, you need to know a bit of Arabic to understand this difference. If we go to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 38, I'm sure a lot of us probably know this ayah. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And when the guidance comes to you from Allah, from me, Allah is talking, whoever follows this guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there is no fear on them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will not be unhappy in the hereafter. Now, interestingly, if we go to Surah Taha, verse 123, there is a very similar ayah where it says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. And whenever you get, when you get my guidance, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ, who follows my guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, will not go astray and will never be unhappy. Now, I don't know whether you notice the difference between the two. In the first ayah, it says, مَنْ تَبِعَ, and in the second, it says, مَنْ اتَّبَعَ, أَلِف. The difference between the two is just one letter, أَلِف. Unfortunately, in the translation into English, there's no distinction between the two. But it's a very clear distinction, very fine, but very important. Because in the first, in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is describing the Islam, the Muslimin. Whereas in Surah Taha, it's describing Al-Mu'minun. So, according to the description in Surah Al-Baqarah, yes, the Muslimin, the people who follow Islam in the hereafter will be on the right path, in the hereafter will have the happiness. But in this world they can suffer, and in this world they can go astray, they can do wrong things. Whereas in the other one, if you follow these prescription for Al-Mu'minun, then Allah is going to protect them, Al-Mu'minun. And there is a clear distinction between Al-Mu'mineen and Muslimin. I hope I'm not boring you too much, but that's a very, very important distinction that we need to understand. So, Al-Mu'min, بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقٌ, has got a covenant between himself and God. The covenant is عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَ, listen and follow. بِرِضَى وَبِدُونَ نِقَاشِ, he will accept whatever Allah says and not argue. And if you don't, if you want the proof to that, go again to Surah Al-Baqarah, where it says in the last verse, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. وَقَالُوا, and they said, سَمِعْنَا, we heard, وَأَطَعْنَا, and we will follow. Hear and follow. This is mu'minun. They will follow whatever Allah's instructions are without any arguments and with content. Also, in Surah An-Nisa, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, لَا يُسْمِشْ, لَا يُسْلِمُونَ, not لَا يُسْلِمُونَ, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And Allah says in this verse, they will not be believers. You will not gain the description of al-mu'mineen until they follow what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us. And then you do not find within your heart any doubts, and they surrender with content. Again, trying to explain to us what is al-mu'min. Now, unfortunately, in the modern world, Muslimin, Islam, Muslimin, has become more of a social thing. Especially you find this more so in the Muslim countries, where it's a social thing, you know, it's fine. It's Friday, what do we do? Oh, we all go to the mosque. Doesn't matter if they don't pray the rest of the week, but they still go to the mosque. Eid is a time, it's an occasion for celebration. It does not have any deep meanings. It's become Islam has become a social event, whereas Iman is an individual experience. That's the difference between Islam and Iman. A Muslim, difference between a Muslim is that he performs the sha'air of Islam. He prays, he fasts, he pays his zakah. Whereas a mu'min has a covenant between himself and Allah. Mithaqun ghaliz. Sami'na wa ata'na. He is happy with what he's doing. He feels the relationship between himself and Allah. So, in Islam, there could be hypocrites. Even in the Prophet's time, there were Muslims who used to pray with them and go to the mosque, but they were hypocrites. So Islam, a Muslim, or so-called Muslim, follower of Islam, can be a hypocrite. Whereas a mu'min would not be. Because Islam alone does not deliver the code of conduct. And the Prophet told us that he has been sent to Mabu'itha illa lu'utammim makarim al-akhlaq. I have only been sent to perfect the code of conduct, to perfect good manners. So Islam alone does not provide that. You could be a Muslim and still lie and cheat because you don't have the other part, the important part of Iman. Also, Islam in the modern world has become largely in many places something that's inherited. So a lot of people just were born to a Muslim family, so they are Muslims. Born to a Sunnah family, so they are Sunni. Born to a Shia family, so they are Shia. But they don't know what they are really following. They are just following what their parents were doing. Whereas, to achieve Iman, you can't inherit it. It's something that you have to work for. It's a personal experience, as I said. Islam alone, as time goes on, when it loses its feeling, it loses its essence, can become stagnant. And this is what we have got to, and this is where a lot of Muslims around the world have got to, a stage of stagnation in Islam. Whereas Iman, the real belief, is an ever-progressive process, ever-evolving. People who have Iman feel that every day they are progressing. Every day they get a bit closer to Allah. It's an evolving thing. So it does not get affected by stagnation. I hope that I've clarified the difference between the two. I know it's a very fine difference, but it's very important to understand what's happening today. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. So I just want to emphasize that, as a matter of fact, there are three levels. I know we discussed mainly Islam and Iman because we can't even touch the third level yet, but we need to be aware of it. So, as Sheikh Sha'rawi, God have blessing on his soul, said, المؤمن يأخذ ما فرض الله لينفذه. The Muslim just takes what Allah has prescribed and he does it. So Allah said, pray five times a day, he will pray five times a day. However, there's a higher level, which is the level of ihsan. And he described this as said, المحسن, the one who wants to go to this higher level, يزيد على ما فرض الله من جنس ما فرض الله. So he will do a bit more than what Allah prescribed, but not going into extremes and not going into areas where people start to find new ways, like, you know, music and dancing and so on as forms of worship. Allah did not prescribe that. But he, from the same nature of what Allah prescribes. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعِيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا أَتَاهُمْ رَبَّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُحْسِنِينَ. So he describes the muhsineen now. He's going to tell them what the muhsineen were. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They used to sleep very little at night because they were up most night worshipping Allah. Allah did not prescribe that. We don't have to do that. But if you want to do the extra, that's the extra bit that takes you to ihsan. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. الْأَسْحَارِ is the time just before Fajr. where people would get up and ask God for forgiveness and pray to Allah. So they do the extra bit, they go the extra mile. And this takes them to the next level. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And that's a very interesting point as well in the same ayah. And in the money, there's a right to those who are needy and those who ask for help. And it's very interesting because in another situation in the Quran, it says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. There is a prescribed amount. And this is the zakah. In this ayah, because it's talking about muhsinin, it does not say ma'loom. There's no prescribed. It's just the right. So anybody who needs, anybody who is needy, they will help him. Anybody who needs, they will give him. So this is the next level. So there are three levels: Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. Now, we all know the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim when he asked God to show him how he brings the dead back to life. قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. And he said, did you not believe? He said, no, I believe. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. He wants to go to the next level. He doesn't want just the belief. He wants his heart to be at complete peace and rest. So, what we're talking about here is three levels of knowledge. عِلْمُ الْيَقِينَ وَعَيْنُ الْيَقِينَ وَحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. So, just to make sure that I'm not just getting this out of thin air, in the Quran, it says, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنُ الْيَقِينَ. So the second level, right? عِلْمُ الْيَقِينَ عين اليقين. In another place in the Quran, وأما إن كان المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. So there are three levels: علم اليقين, عين اليقين, حق اليقين. علم اليقين is when you have the knowledge. So for example, if you never seen honey, and I tell you there is something called honey, it's yellow, it's thick, and it's sweet. Now you have the knowledge of the honey. But then I bring you a jar of honey and I says, this is the honey. Now you can see it. This is Aynul Yaqeen. Now if I open the jar and give you a spoonful and you taste it, then you know what it really is. This is Haqqul Yaqeen. And these are the grades that we live in life. So when we talk about Islam, it is Ilmul Yaqeen. It's a knowledge that is meant to lead you somewhere. When you go to the next level, you have Aynul Yaqeen, you have the Iman, which shows you the way, which shows you the path. And if you want to go to the higher level of Ihsan, then you can see the Haqiqah, the truth. So, without going into too much details, it's important to understand that Muslims are backwards, yes. Muslims are in a horrible situation, yes. It is probably because they have lost sight of where they should be. They've given up. They've just accepted the lowest level, the first level, the entry level, if you like. It's not a bad level to be at, but it is not what is meant to be. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا, وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا, وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.